Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Daf Yud Beis. We're on top of the Amud, and resuming our discussion regarding a case where you have two witnesses, and they're both offering conflicting versions of the same event. They're speaking about Reuven who killed Shimon. One aide is saying, well, it happened at this time. The other aide says it happens at a different time. And the Gemara told us, Abai explains for us that we can go ahead and attribute the discrepancy between the two versions. We can attribute it to a miscalculation, a mix-up, a time mix-up. The sundial wasn't clear enough. Perhaps the clouds obscured the sun and the position wasn't really discernible. So the miscalculation is what caused the disparity between the versions of the same event. So for instance, if we're speaking about a case where one aide says it happened at the second hour of the day, the other aide is speaking about the third hour, according to our mayor, we can go reconcile those two versions by saying, well, the first fellow is referring to the last part of the second hour. The second aide is referring to the beginning of the third hour, which puts them very close to one another within the margin of error. And therefore, we go ahead and we cobble the edus. We don't consider it to be a contradictory edus and puzzle. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if there's a two-hour gap between the edim, one aid is referring to the third hour, the other aid referring to the fifth hour, that's okay because here again we say the first aid was referring to the last part of that third hour, the second aid to the first part of the fifth hour, which puts them within striking range of each other, within the margin of error. And the disparity can be attributed to a miscalculation of the time. Says the Gemara, how can you do that? Ozal Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yehuda, so he went along, and Armel Shmaitza, he presented this approach of Abaye, Kameid the Rav, in front of Rav. That we assume that they're both close to each other, the Edom are within the margin of error, and therefore is not considered a contradictory Edus. So he presented it to Rav. Omar, and Rav responded with a challenge. How can you do that? How can you hope for the best and say, well, he was referring to the end of this hour, he's referring to the beginning of that hour, which puts them within the margin of error. How can you do that? Perhaps just the opposite. The fellow that spoke about the second hour was referring to the beginning of the second hour. The individual that spoke about the third hour was speaking about the last portion of that third hour, which puts them far from each other. The gap is too wide to reconcile. Omar Sarava responded, Uma ilu daikinan bahanisadi. What would happen if you would investigate further into the edus of these edim? And we would discover, indeed, that the gap is very wide. The high the Ka'amar Shalish, the fellow that spoke about the third hour, Betchila Shalish, he was referring to the beginning of that third hour. Vaid the Ka'amar Chamish, and the other aide who spoke about the fifth hour, B'Soif Chamish, was referring to the last portion of that fifth hour, which puts the versions very far from each other. The gap is too wide to bridge, primarily attributing it to a miscalculation of the hours. If that's the case, we have a contradictory edus, which is possible. But like Kathleen, and we wouldn't kill the suspect. So if that's the case, if you have that possibility in your pocket, how can you do otherwise? We're going to kill a person in a situation of suffering uncertainty. We're going to assume that the edim are referring to a time which puts them within close range to each other. The first aide who spoke about the third hour meant the last portion of the third. The fellow that spoke about the fifth hour is referring to the first portion of that fifth, which places them within the margin of error. How can you do that? It's a suffix, it's just an assumption. You may not do that to kill somebody. To determine that Reuven killed Shimon, you can't do that. V'rachmona Omar, doesn't the pasuk say that we're meant to look for schus? We're meant to look to discredit the edim and find schus and favor for that suspect. V'rachmona Omar v'shavtu edim v'itzilu edim. The edim is referring to the bezin. They're meant to judge and to try to save. Try and be mamet schus, use chesed. to try to investigate matters in a manner where perhaps the suspect will be freed. In this case as well, why don't we assume that perhaps the gap is very wide, too wide to bridge, and Reuven, who allegedly killed Shimon, will go scot-free, meant to do that. Elama Rava, says Rava, no. Apparently, we're not just assuming, as Abaye said, that he's referring to this portion of the hour, he's referring to that portion of the hour, which places them very close to each other. No. We have to take into account any possibility. The widest gamut of possibilities. The widest range. So, for instance, if we're going to a mayor, we speak about a case where one aide referred to the second hour, the other aide to the third hour. Let's assume that the gap is very wide. So, at the worst possible scenario, we have a case where Reuven, who spoke about the second hour, is referring to the beginning of the second hour. Shimon, who spoke about the third hour, is referring to the end, the very end of that third hour, which places them very far apart from each other. Even then, we can reconcile the conflicting versions, because they're still within the margin of error. Apparently, that's the pshat, says Rav. Elam HaRav, Livra Meir, Kontra Meir Shita, who accepts the Edom, where one said number two, the other one said number 3 hour, Adam Toyesh Teishoyes Chasamashu. Apparently, a person is prone to miscalculate. He can be off a bit under 2 hours. So now we can reconcile the different versions. So this fellow spoke about the second hour, even referring to the beginning of the second. And his friend, the other aide, is referring to the end of the third. It's still within 2 hours of each other and is not considered to be a apostle aedus. That's a contra mayor. The Rabbi Yehuda, contra Rabbi Yehuda, who allows, who accepts Edom, where one is speaking about the third, one is speaking about the fifth. Apparently, according to him, we have to assume that, yeah, a person can miscalculate even up to 3 hours. So the fellow that spoke about the third hour is referring to the beginning of the third hour. The other one who spoke about the fifth hour is referring to the end of the fifth hour, which puts them within 3 hours to each other. Therefore, we're mekabeldeidus. So leave Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toyesh Sholish Shoyes Chasur Mashu. Indeed, a person can be off a bit under 3 hours. Explains the Gemara. According to Rameyer, Adam Toyesh Teishoyes Chasur Mashu. A person can miscalculate a bit under 2 hours. So we're speaking where one mentioned the second hour, the other mentioned the third hour. I'm going to explain it as follows. Masaki Hava, when did the event actually occur? Oy b'tchila shtayim, either in the beginning of the second hour. And the fellow that spoke about the third hour, although he's referring to the last part of the third hour, but he's within 2 hours of the actual event. He simply miscalculated the time. That's one possibility. Or the event actually occurred at the end of the third hour. And although his friend referenced the second hour, which perhaps is referring to the beginning of the second hour, let's assume the worst. But he's still within striking range of the event because it's within 2 hours. So we can attribute the disparity to merely a miscalculation. And therefore, the Edom Akasha. So either it was b'tchila shtayim, or b'seif sholish, v'chad minayu k'toy b'seif sholish, chaser mashu. Let's assume that either one of the Edom is off a bit under 2 hours, and they're both referring to the same event, the same maisa, Reuven kills Shimon. One of them simply miscalculated the hour. That's a bunch of mayor. The Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we accept the Edom when one speaks about the third hour, one about the fifth. According to him, we have to widen the range. Adam Toyesh Sholish Shoyes Chasamashu, apparently according to him, a person can be 3 hours off, a bit under 3 hours off. Maisa Kiyava, let's assume the story happened, Oy B'Tchilas Sholish, either in the beginning of the third hour in the day, and that explains why this aide spoke about the third hour. What about his friend who spoke about the fifth hour? So even if he's referring to the end, the very end of that fifth hour, but he's still within the margin of error because it's under 3 hours between one version and the other. That's one possibility. Or the event took place at the very end of the fifth hour. So now, although his friend is speaking about the third hour, perhaps the beginning of the third hour, but it's within 3 hours to the event, and therefore we accept the Eidus. And one of these two Edom made a mistake, a 3-hour mistake, a bit under 3 hours. So in summary, according to Rava, we have to take into account the widest range of possibilities. So when we speak about the Eid speaking about the second hour and his friend speaking about the third hour, let's assume the worst. That when he spoke about the second hour, he's referring to the beginning of the second. When he spoke about the third, the end of the third. So the wide gap between them, apparently, even that type of gap is within the range of miscalculation, within the margin of error. And therefore we can attribute the disparity between the versions to mere miscalculation. And they're both really referring to the same event, which actually occurred. The same thing regarding Rabbi Yehuda. 3 and 5 puts them at a 3-hour range from each other, which is still within the range of the margin of error. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. When we have Edom who offer Edus regarding Dinei Nefashis, it's matters of life and death, we have to go ahead and investigate this properly to ascertain the authenticity of the Edom. How do we do that? By questioning them. Sheva Chakiris. 7 inquiries, 7 questions, 7 crucial questions regarding the main elements of the story, of the alleged story. What are the 7 Chakiris? Be'ez Shavua. We know that a Yovel has 50 years, has 7 sets of 7. Each one is called a Shemitah. So when did this event take place? Which Shemitah was it? Which set of 7 years? Be'ez Shana, which year? Be'ez Chodesh, in which month? Be'kamav Chodesh, on what day of the month? Be'ez Yoyma, on what day of the week? Be'ez Shah, at which hour? Be'ez Mokim, what was the location where this thing happened? So these are the Sheva Chakiris. Now, in addition to the Sheva Chakiris, we have something called Bidikos, which are supplemental inquiries. Things that aren't so connected to the essence of the story. What was the fellow wearing when he killed Shimon? Different details. Different trivial details concerning the event. Utanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Ma bin Chakiris l'bdikos. Is there any difference between the 7 Chakiris that we just mentioned, what year, what month, what day, and the b'dikos, those additional secondary questions that are posed? Is there any difference between the two? And the Gemara says, yeah. Chakiris, Omar echad mem in yadea. So Mishnah tells us if, when it comes to Chakiris, one of the Edom says, look, I'm not sure which day it was, which month it was, Edus and Patela, the Edus is disqualified. But Dikas, however, when it comes to those secondary questions, I feel a shnei myron. Ein on a yod. Maybe they both don't know. It doesn't kayemes. We accept the Edus. But we ask the question, Maishno Chakiris, who Maishno Bedikas? What is the difference between Chakiris and Bedikas? Why are you lenient when it comes to those other questions? You accept the Edus regardless. Farminan, we responded. The difference is very simple. Chakiris, when it comes to the Sheva Chakiris, Omar Echad Mehen, Ein Yodea. Edus and Betel. You know why? If one of them doesn't have what to respond, the Edus is Betel. You know why? Because he's lacking a crucial element in presenting the Edus. The Havila Edus She'i Ata Yochel Lazim. It's an Edus which cannot become Huzam. So you know, if 2 Edim present a story that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday at 10 o'clock, then another peer of Edom come behind them and say, look, how can you dare say that you witnessed Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday 10 o'clock? You were with us. You were in our company on that day, at that time, in a different location. So now the first Edom become Edom Zoymimim, because the second peer is being mazim them. Now it's pretty obvious that you can only do that if the initial peer of Edom presented all the facts, time and place. Because otherwise, how can the second peer ever come and undo what they said? They don't even know what time and place we're speaking about. So that's the explanation here. Unless you present the facts as they were, the day, the time, all those crucial elements of the Edus, you can't become Huzam. It's an Edus She'i Ato Yochel Azimah. You can't go be Mazim then. and the potential to become Edom Zomerman. In which case, what do we do with them? We give them the einish, the punishment, the same thing they wanted to inflict on that alleged suspect of theirs. We give that punishment to them. That's Edom Zomerman, which is a crucial element of Edus. Edus is only kosher if it can potentially turn into Edom Zomerman. So you have to present all the facts, but otherwise, it's not a complete Edus. It's an Edus that cannot become Edom Zomerman, and therefore is not accepted. So that's why chakiras are crucial. They're vital elements in the presentation of the Edus. However, when it comes to those secondary questions of bedikos, as important as they are, but even their absence, even if they don't present anything regarding what the Ratzeach war and all those things, even if they don't do that, they can become Edom Zomerman as long as they present the time and place. It says the more bedikos, however, when it comes to the bedikos, it's Edus shatiyoch lazimahi, even without presenting those details, these Edom can still become Edom Zomerman. So they're not as crucial, and they don't determine the validity of the Edus. Okay, so that's pertaining to the general question of chakiras and bedikos. Now, we have a problem, says the Gemara. V'amres toyinish kulihai. If you suggest that a person is prone to such miscalculation when it comes to determining the precise hour of the day, a person can miscalculate 2 hours, 3 hours. If that's the case, nami. So even if a person presents, a person responds to those queries regarding the time and day and location, what have you gained? So he tells us, you know what? This event, this murder took place 2 hours into the day. But perhaps he's miscalculating. He's mixing things up. He's off a couple of hours. So how can you ever go make him Edom Zomerman? How can the next pair come and say, look, you're presenting the fact as though there was a avera done 2 hours into the day, you were with us during that time. Well, the person can turn around and say, well, you're right. I miscalculated it. When I said 2 hours, it really was 4 hours into the day. So you can never pin them down. You can never be mazim them. Chakiris, the Edus Shon Nami, Edus Shiata Yochel Azimi. So even if they actually present the facts, you're not going to gain much. Because the concept of hours is not something to rely upon. You can always attribute, you can always go ahead and say it was miscalculated and mixed up, and therefore it doesn't provide anything. And you can't pin them down. So it's Eda Shiata Yochel Azimi, why the Amri? They can always turn around and say, "Miti kateinan, made a mistake." Says the Gemara, "You're right. Apparently, the only way you could do hazama is if the second pair, the edim that are coming to be mazim, the first pair, are going to cover all possibilities, the widest gamut of possibilities of miscalculation and of mix-up. Meaning." Sure, if they just say, well, you're with us at that very time, doesn't prove anything because perhaps they were mistaken in the way they presented. The first Aiden were mistaken in the way they presented the time. They were a couple of hours off. But if the second Aiden will say, look, you're with us throughout the entire day or half the day, whatever is considered within the margin of error, then they have it all covered. And then they disprove the first Aiden and they make them the Aiden Zomerman. Explains the Gemara. The Avinan Luhu Kulu Tu Sayu, we grant them the entire range of possibility of miscalculation. What do you mean? Lirab Meir, for instance, according to Rab Meir, so he spoke about a case where two Edom came along, they said Reuben killed Shimon. One Ed says, it happened at hour 2 of the day. Shimon says, it happened at hour 3, we accept Edus, right? How can these Edom become Edom Zomerman? So according to Rab Meir, we decided that a person can miscalculate up to 2 hours, a little under 2 hours. So the next pair, the Edom that are being mazim, must present the situation as follows. They have to say, you're with us throughout that entire range of margin of error. So let's start with the Ed who spoke about hour number 2. Well, they'll tell him, look, you're with us from the beginning of the day, all the way from hour number one. And regarding the fellow who said, spoke about hour three, apparently they have to speak about not just three, but four and five as well, because perhaps the event that he's describing, he was referring to the end of hour three. A person can miscalculate up to 2 hours. So, as long as they say, you're with us up until the end of five, that covers the entire margin of error. And apparently, you're presenting a false version of events. You are Edom Zayomen. So as long as they cover the entire range of possibilities, then they have it covered, and they become Edom Zayomen. Explains the Gemara. According to our mayor, that the miscalculated calculation could be up to 2 hours. Yavina lu, we grant them mitchila shor rishona, from the beginning of the first hour of the day, asayf chamesh, until the end of the fifth. So as long as the second pair of Edom, the Edom's mazimen, will claim that the first Edom were in their company from the beginning of the day, beginning of the first hour, all the way to the end of the fifth. Apparently, these are really Edom Zayimim. Says the Gemara, but why are you stopping at the beginning of the first? We have one aid speaking about something that happened at hour two. Perhaps hour two is really referring to the beginning of that second hour. Now, if a person can miscalculate up to 2 hours, then perhaps really the event took place 2 hours prior to that point, which is in the last hour of the night. So the Edom that are coming to be Mazim would have to cover that as well. They have to begin their version, you with us, from the last hour of the night, in order to cover everything. Really, we should have to grant them even more, to back up into the night. But that's not necessary. A person doesn't miscalculate, doesn't mix up day with night. So, apparently, since the aide spoke about the event that took place at hour two of day, he was referring to day, that pretty much proves the point that didn't happen at night. And we don't have to even take into account that perhaps it was actually nighttime when the event took place, the event that he's referring to took place, because he's saying it was day. Day and night don't get mixed up, and therefore we don't have to take into account anything past, back, behind the beginning of that first hour. So again, as long as the Edom that are coming to you, Mazim, the first pair, are going to relate that they were with them, they were in their company, all the way from the beginning of the first hour, when day broke, all the way up until the end of the fifth hour, they covered all the bases, all the possibilities of miscalculation. And the first Edom have now been proven as Edom Zayimim. So that's according to Rameir, that there can be a little bit under a two-hour miscalculation. Likewise, according to Rabbi, the hold that there could be up to a three-hour miscalculation, as we mentioned earlier. So now, in order to be mazen those Edom, according to Rabbi, was speaking about where two Edom come and tell us about a story, Reuben killed Shimon. One Edom is speaking about the third hour. The next eight is speaking about the fifth hour, we accept the eight. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there can be up to a 3 hour discrepancy, up to a 3 hour miscalculation. So in order to pin them down, this second period, the eight that are coming to be Mazim apparently have to speak about the entire gamut, entire range of possibilities here. Meaning, let's say the first eight who spoke about hour three is referring to the beginning of that third hour. And the person can miscalculate up to 3 hours. So the Mazimim, the second pair, have to speak about him being in their company from the beginning of the day, and have to go all the way to midday to cover the second fellow who referenced the fifth hour. Perhaps he's referring to the end of the fifth hour. A person can miscalculate 3 hours. Perhaps it was hours ahead when the event really took place. He mistook it for the fifth hour. So now the second pair have to come and cover the entire range. You're with us throughout the entire area, entire period, which covers the entire all the margins of error that can be possible. Explains the Gemara. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Yavin lo mitchila shor rishona. We have to grant them a range all the way from the beginning of the first hour of the day, from the onset of the day, va'atzav shishis, until the end of the sixth hour, until chatzos. Says the Gemara, the same as we just said. Ubedinu the neis lo mikor tzvei. Reality is that we should have to really go back more into the night as well, because again, we're speaking about the aid number one who referenced the third hour. Perhaps he's referring to the beginning of that third hour. He can miscalculate perhaps up to 3 hours, so perhaps the event really took place during the last hour of the night, which is 3 hours prior to the third hour, the beginning of the third hour of the day. So why don't we have to cover that as well? Says the Gemara, the same as we just said a minute ago, El Ben Yimam Lelelel Inchi, we assume that people don't miscalculate day for night. One is light, one is dark. And therefore, apparently, if this fellow is referring to an event that took place during the day, it's pretty obvious that it couldn't have taken place at night. And the Mazimim don't have to claim, don't have to say he was with them during the last hour of the night, because we're certain that he was referring to that time. He can't even claim that he's referring to that, because he spoke about day. Apparently, it wasn't nighttime. So that's certain, that it wasn't at night. It could be that it took place any time from the beginning of the day. So they have to cover that, and they have to say, well, you were with us from the onset of day. Now, up until what point do they have to speak? Up until what point do they have to claim that the first pair of the Edom was with them? So I have to cover the possibility that perhaps the second aid, who spoke about the fifth hour, was referring to the end of the fifth. Now, a person can miscalculate up to 3 hours, a bit under 3 hours. So in reality, we should really have to cover all the way up until the eighth hour. Right? Let's say he was referring to the end of the fifth, and perhaps he was mistaken. It was really 3 hours away. It was really the eighth hour, which he mistook for the fifth. So only to pin him down is by coming and saying, look, you were with me, you were with us, all the way to the eighth hour. So whatever you were referring to, you were lying. Ubedinu d'neisiv l'kamitfei. Really, we should have to grant them, much further, all the way to the eighth. So why do we say it's enough that they claim that the Edom were with him up until the sixth? Why is that enough? Says the Mirror, because there's no reason to assume that there was such a miscalculation to such a great extent. You know why? Elo shebehei chama b'mizrach, because where is the sun in the morning? At the fifth hour. This person is claiming that he saw an Avera during the fifth hour. Where was the sun positioned at that point? Chama b'mizrach. It was in the east. U'bizayin chama b'marav. But in the afternoon, during the seventh hour, where is the sun situated? In the west. So since this person is referring to an event that took place in the morning, when the sun is in the east, we can't say that he's referring to something which really took place during the eighth hour, or even the seventh hour, when the sun is the west, in which case it's pretty apparent that it's no longer morning. There's no room for miscalculation and mix-up when it comes to morning and afternoon. So apparently, at most, at worst, there was a slight miscalculation. Perhaps it wasn't the fifth, it was the sixth, up until Chatzos. So as long as the second pair, the Mazimin, will say, well, you're with us. You both were with us from the first hour of the day all the way to the sixth hour. That covers the entire range of miscalculations. It's within the entire range of error. And apparently they have now disproved the first pair of Edom, and turned them into Edom Zomer. Okay, so again, we spoke about the two Edom who offered conflicting versions, and we accept the Edus. Rav explains that certainly we have to entertain the worst possible scenario, the widest possible gap between the Edom. So the first Edom referring to the beginning of his hour, the second Edom referring to the last part of his hour. We have a very wide gap between them. Nevertheless, we can go reconcile that difference and attribute it to the miscalculation of the time of day, which is not necessarily apparent to everyone. So according to Rav Meir, we allow for a bit under a 2 hour gap, according to Rav Yehuda, a bit under three. The question is, how can we go ahead and pin them down and turn them to Edom Zaymin? The answer is, the second pair, the Edom Mazimin, who are coming to under the first Edom, will testify that the first Edom were in their company, in a different location, during the entire range of possibilities. A time frame which will cover the entire margin of error. Continues the Gemara. Let's get back to Bedikas Chametz. Discuss now Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that although Min HaTorah, the Isser only begins from Chatzos, Rabbanu were concerned about confusion, miscalculations, and they pushed back the Isser. They created that safeguard. By Machlekes, according to Rameyron, He pushed it back 1 hour. Could not be the 2 hours. And apparently it's based on a concern that a person was miscalculate things. And the question will be, does the discussion in the Al-Mishnah between Rami and Rabbi Yehuda correspond, does it parallel the machlokes that we just had in Masechah Sanhedrin regarding a similar concept of miscalculation? Does it work? The Gemara will discover that it doesn't work. There's a discrepancy between the discussion of Bdikas Chametz and discussion regarding Edom. The Gemara will seek to find a solution to that difference. So again, tonight we're going to Mishnah Rami Omer Oichun Kolhei. We eat Chametz the first 5 hours of Erev Pesach, we're serving Metchilas Vav, and during the sixth, we begin our Sreif, right at the beginning of that sixth hour. So it's an hour for Chatzos. We're concerned about confusion, miscalculation. We don't want to let you get too close. So we stop eating an hour before Chatzos. Rabbi Omer, we stop 2 hours before Chatzos. Oichon Kol Dalet. You eat Chametz the first 4 hours of the day. V'toilen Kol Hay. The next hour, you're in limbo. You don't eat, you don't burn it. But you have to stop eating at that point, which is 2 hours before Chatzos, v'serve mitchila sheish, and you begin serving Chametz at the beginning of that sixth hour, which is an hour before Chatzos. So according to Reb Meir, we create an hour harchaka. Apparently we're concerned about miscalculation of an hour. According to Reb Yehuda, we push it back 2 hours. Apparently, according to him, we're concerned about a person being 2 hours off. Let's analyze this Mishnah in light of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Now, according to Abaye's version of Rameir, regarding that Mishnah in Sanhedrin, discussing the discrepancy between two Edom, so according to his version of Rameir, the Omar Ein Adam Toiv LeKlum, that's a someone person doesn't miscalculate at all. This was Abaye on Daf Yud Aleph. So according to that, Nechel Kulashis, let us allow the person to eat Chametz throughout the entire sixth hour up until Chatzos. There's no room for confusion, for miscalculation. Eat until the last moment, then burn your Chametz at Chatzos. Tosis points out that, of course, you have to leave yourself a few moments at the end of the sixth hour before Chatzos in order to burn it before Chatzos. But go to the last minute. There's no room for discrepancies, for miscalculations. So why does Rameh require harchak of an hour? You have to stop eating an hour before Chatzos. That's one kasha. And likewise, according to the other version of Abaye, the Omar who says that according to Rameh, Adam Toya Masha, a person will miscalculate just a little bit. Okay, so give him that little bit to cover for a possible mistake. Nechal Atzoyv Shis, eat until the last portion of the sixth hour. Give him a little bit for a margin of error. But why stop an hour before Chatzos? So that's Abaye according to Rameh, which seems to be inconsistent with our Mishnah. Abaye leave the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Abaye's version of Kontra Rabbi Yehuda, who said the Omar Adam Toye Chatzisha, that a person can miscalculate a half hour. Okay, so give him a half hour leeway here as well. Neichlat Palga de Shis. Eat your Chametz until 11:30. Give yourself a half hour to cover for some miscalculations, but why stop 2 hours before Chatzos? Lach Lishna Nami. And likewise, according to the other version of Abaye, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Amr that you said, Adam Toye Shoh Mashu, a person must calculate an hour and a bit. Okay, but not more than that. Nechal Atzoyf, hey, so eat your Chametz until the end of the fifth hour, which gives you an hour and a bit till Chatzos. Leeway for miscalculations. So why is it that we find that when it comes to Chametz, we create that huge safeguard, huge harchaka, an hour, 2 hours, something which you don't find by Eidus? Says the Gemara, you're right. When it comes to Chametz, we're more concerned. You know why? Amar Abaye, Eidus Mesurah Lizrizim. The concept of offering testimony is something which is given to conscientious people. Before you go to Bezin to offer your Eidus, you investigate matters, you verify the accuracy of the event that you're going to relate. You don't just come and speak inaccurately. So we'll assume that their versions are pretty much accurate, although perhaps there's some slight minor miscalculation there. But on the whole, let's assume it's pretty accurate. However, when it comes to Chametz, Chametz l'kol maser, everybody's involved in Chametz. So there's more concern than perhaps a person won't be well versed with the position of the sun, reading those sundials, etc. And confusion and miscalculation can occur. And therefore, we're more concerned. So according to our mayor, you have to stop an hour before Chatzos to account for any miscalculations in time. You'll think it's only 11, it's really 12 o'clock, so we have to give you an extra hour for that leeway. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we push you back 2 hours. Continuing more further, V'rav Aliv Dar Meir. Now, according to Rav's version of Rameir, we learned that today, the Omar Adam Toyev Shtesha is Chasamashu, that we can go ahead and speculate, perhaps a person can miscalculate up to 2 hours, a bit under 2 hours. So if that's the case, Metchilas Halo Nechel. According to Rameir, he has to stop 2 hours before Chatzos, a little under 2 hours to account for miscalculations. I don't think it's only the fifth hour, it's really Chatzos. So he must stop at that point. How could Rav Meir allow him to eat up until the sixth hour? Says the Gemara, there's no room for confusing the fifth for the seventh. He thinks it's the fifth. He's pretty sure that it's not after Chatzos. You know why? Hey, Chama B'Mizrach. Because where is the sun situated at that point? In the east. V'zayin Chama B'Marv. At the seventh hour, meaning after Chatzos, where's the sun? On the other side. It's on the Marv side. So, if this person figures that it's the fifth, there's no chance that it's already after Chatzos because he sees the sun at the east. And if it would be Chatzos, it would already be in the west. So there's no concern, there's no reason to disallow eating chametz during the fifth hour. So if that's the case, Yochi b'shus naminechel. What do you have to stop at the sixth? 11 o'clock you have to stop. What do you mean? Where is the sun during the sixth hour? On the east side of the sky. Where is the sun? Past Chatzos? On the west. B'shus naminechel. Let him eat at the sixth hour as well. Because if it would be after Chatzos, he would see the sun in the west. Amar Rav Bar Ava, between 6 and 7, it's kind of difficult to discern. Shis, during the 6th hour, Yoimer Bekarna Sukkoi. Where's the Yoimer? I says Yoimer means the Chama, the sun. Where is it? Bekarna says, it's at the corner. The corner between where east meets west. So, it's not so discernible. It's not so obvious that it's in the east. Therefore, there's some room for confusion. Says our mayor, I don't want to eat chametz during the sixth hour. Continues the Gemara. V'rav Aliv Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Odom Toya Gimel Shoyes Chasamashu, that speculates that a person can miscalculate up to 3 hours, a bit under 3 hours. As you mentioned earlier in the Gemara. So according to Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda, that allows for such a large size miscalculation, if that's the case, so when it comes to chametz as well, let's be concerned about a 3 hour mistake. And if that's the case, when does he have to stop eating chametz? 3 hours before Chatzos. He thinks it's the beginning of the fourth. It's really Chatzos. Metchilas dal danechel. Let him stop eating at the beginning of that fourth, which is within striking range of the Chatzos, within that margin of error. So that's the Gemara, there's no concern. You know why? As we just said, where's the sun at that point of the day? It's in the east. There's no way in the world that it's after Chatzos. Hey Chama B'Mizrach. During the fifth hour, where's the sun? B'Mizrach. V'sheva Chama B'Marav. Where's the sun during the seventh hour after Chatzos? Marav. B'Kosh Kedal. And certainly, the sun is to be found in the east during the fourth hour. There's no reason to suggest that we should make Chametz Aser during the fourth hour. Yachi Behei Nami Eichan Eichel. If that's the case, then why is Rav Yehuda requiring to stop eating at the fifth? Where's the sun during the fifth? In the east. There's no room for mistaking it for after Chatzos. There's no room to think that it's after Chatzos because he sees the sun in the east. Tirgum Abaya, Liba the Rabbah. So Abaya responded and answered this kasha in support of Rabbah, right? This kasha was posed in accordance with Rabbah's opinion. So Abaya came to the rescue and answered as follows. Yeah, umu machron by chametz than by edus. As we mentioned earlier, why? Because edus misrulis reason. Edus is something which is given to conscientious people. A person investigates the accuracy of his version before he presents the edus. Chametz l'kol moser, conscious with chametz, which everybody's involved with. And therefore, the position of the sun isn't really a clear thing that we can rely upon. So, we are concerned, perhaps, that although he thinks it's really the fifth hour, in reality, it's past Chatzos. So although the position of the sun should indicate matters, should clarify things, but it's something which everybody's involved with, Chametz, and we are concerned about confusion even between the fifth and the seventh. However, up to that point, we're not concerned about confusing the fourth with the seventh, because the disparity regarding the sun's position is so great. During the fourth hour, the sun is way in the east, and therefore there's no concern there. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop at the fifth, because perhaps you think it's the fifth, but it's really after Chatzos, but not beyond the fifth. That's Abaye's answer. V'rav Amar, love hani time of Rabbi Yehuda. No, this isn't really the time of Rabbi Yehuda that requires you to stop at the fifth. Ella, rather the reasons like this. Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda is following his version, his shita elsewhere. The Amar, how are you meant to dispose of your chametz? Ein b'yur chametz el esreifa. The only way to get rid of your chametz is by burning it. We learn from Nisar. That explains why you have to stop eating 2 hours before Chatzos, to give you that extra time to gather some wood. They gave him an extra hour before the sixth hour, because once the sixth hour comes along, you have to burn him into Rabbanon. Right? All agree to that. So you have to stop an hour before that. Not on account of confusion. There's no confusion whatsoever, because the sun's position indicates what time of day it is. He won't confuse the fifth with the seventh. Rather, the extra time was simply given to give him time to collect wood. To use it for gathering wood. So Ravina challenged Rava. How can you say that we grant him the extra time to collect wood because that's the only method of disposing chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, we have a bright, so Rabbi Yehuda himself told us, Amasai, when is that required? When is Sreifa specific required? Shaloi b'shas b'yurei. When he's getting rid of the chametz, Shaloi b'shas b'yurei. Not during the time when the Torah obligates him to do so, which is only from Chatzos onward. He's getting rid of the chametz during the fifth hour of the day, during the sixth hour, before Chatzos. Avol b'shas b'yurei, but if it's already after Chatzos, where he's mechuyev to do so min ha-Torah, ha-shvesase b'chol davar. Certainly he can get rid of the chametz in any manner which he sees fit. So why does Rav Yehuda say you have to stop eating chametz 2 hours before Chatzos, so he has enough time to get his wood together to burn his chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour? Forget about that. Eat until Chatzos, and burn your chametz b'shas b'yurei after Chatzos, when he's obligated to do so in that Torah, in which case he can get rid of it in any manner in which he sees fit. Why have to make this whole arrangement, give him that time to collect wood? Just wait until the last minute, burn it then, get rid of it without burning. Elam Rava, apparently says Rava, that's not the reason. You're right. It's not to give him the extra time to collect wood. So what are we coming to answer? Why according to Rabbi Yehuda does he have to stop 2 hours before Chatzos? There's no room for miscalculation if it's so apparent based on the position of the sun. During the fifth hour, the sun is in the east. After Chatzos, the sun is in the west. There's no room for miscalculation. So the answer is, Elam Rava, Gzeira Mishum Yamim Unan. Chacham were concerned about a cloudy day, so there's no sun visible. In that case, perhaps it's already after Chatzos, and he thinks it's still the fifth hour. So you have to stop at the fifth hour. That's the case. Why don't we require him to stop at the fourth hour? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's remember, a person can miscalculate up to 3 hours. So he thinks it's the fourth hour, but really it's after Chatzos. 3 hours later. Amar Papa, Dalid Zman Suda Lakoili. There's no room for such a miscalculation because the fourth hour of the day is mealtime for all. So it's something that's discernible, it's visible, it's obvious, and there's no reason to speculate that he thinks it's the fourth and it's really after Chatzos. Because if it's really after Chatzos, he wouldn't think it's the fourth hour. Why isn't everybody eating? It's Zman Suda. Everyone's meant to have their meals now. So there's no room to think that it's after Chatzos if he thinks it's the fourth hour. The fifth hour poses a concern. He might think it's the fifth, but it's really after Chatzos. and the position of the sun won't be visible due to a cloudy day. That explains what Rav Yehuda says. You stop eating 2 hours before Chatzos at the fifth hour for concern of mix-up and confusion. Okay, so in short, we discussed the Machlekes in our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says you stop an hour before Chatzos. Rav Yehuda says 2 hours before Chatzos. Now, we tried to draw a parallel between the discussion of Rameh Ravida by Chametz to the discussion of Rameh Ravida by Edus, and it seemed to be that there was dissimilar. We seem to be more concerned when it comes to Chametz. We allow for a greater margin of error. We don't rely on the position of the sun. In contrast to Edus, where we don't have these grave concerns, they might tell us the reason is either because when it comes to Chametz, something that everybody's involved in, it's a koil moser, and perhaps there are some people who will be off, miscalculate very much, and therefore we have to take that into account. Or as the Gemara just told us, there's a concept of a cloudy day where the position of the sun won't necessarily be visible, and therefore we have to account for that as well. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, on the topic of mealtime. These ludim, these cannibals, these gluttonous people, they have their main meal first hour of the day. Shnia, machalistim, the robbers who are up all night, take their short nap in the morning, they begin their meal the second hour of the day. Shlishis, machal yoshim, inheritors, who haven't really toiled for their money, they haven't really worked hard, so they sit down to their meal even before hunger sets in. They begin their meal the third hour. Revius machal poilin, laborers have their meal the fourth hour, Chamishis Machal Tamid HaChamim. Tamid HaChamim postpone their meal another hour. Shishis Machal Koladam. During the sixth hour, that's mealtime for all people. Says the Gemara, but how does that work? But Amar Papa, didn't Rav Papa just tell us, Revius Zman Suda Lakoili. It's the fourth hour, which is mealtime for all. Ela Eifach, rather you have to reverse things. Revius Machal Koladam. Mealtime for all people is actually at the fourth hour. Chamishis Machal Poilim. The workers eat an hour later, they're busy with their work. Shishis machal tamid chacham. Tamid chacham want to postpone an extra hour. They eat at the sixth hour. Farshim explained they want to add kedushas, they postpone a little bit. Mikan velach, a person sits down to a meal after this point, after the sixth hour, that's too late. Because zurek evan lechemis, that's like he's always throwing a stone, an evan into a chemis, into this leather pouch full of wine. Throwing a stone in it doesn't really help matters, doesn't really add much to the content. So since he waited this long into the day, his system has already shut down, and eating now is not too beneficial. Amar Abaye lo yamar, and that's only said of the loitoim midi b'tzafra. If you hadn't tasted anything in the morning, avo toim midi b'tzafra, but if you already tasted something in the morning, so you introduce some food into his system, got it going, less lambo, then there's no concern. He can go ahead and continue, resume his meal, even at this late point in the day. Amar Rav Ashi, kamachloikis be'edus, kach machloikis b'chametz. The same machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda that we find by Edus regarding the margin of error, miscalculation of times, the same machloikis applies to chametz as well between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Hayinu achta amrina, this is what we just explained. Although we find some disparity between the chametz discussion and the Edus discussion, we already answered everything. How come Mashmon? Rav Ashi is simply coming to inform us. Shinuyu the Shaninan, Shinuyu. Yeah, those responses, those answers are indeed valid to explain the discrepancies between Chametz and Edus. We're more concerned by Chametz, as we explained. But hey, man, you don't have to say, Tanoi, that the presentation of the Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda by Chametz is the version of one Tana, in contrast with the Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda by Edus, which is another Tana's version of events. No, you don't have to say that. They're both presented by the same Tana, the same version of events. The difference simply is because by Chametz we're more concerned, and therefore we allow for a greater margin of error. Omar Avsim Bar Ashi Loishanu. Getting back to Edus, two Edom who presented conflicting versions of the event. What we say, if we're going to reconcile it by attributing the disparity to miscalculation, we go ahead and we jive them together and we accept the Edus. Loishanu, that's only said El Bishois, when there's an hour discrepancy. So it's a question of time of day. Aval Echad, Oimer Koidem Netzacham. What if one Ed says, look, the event took place before sunrise? The other fellow is saying, look, it took place after Netzacham. It was in Batela. This case certainly doesn't work because there's no way to reconcile that. So it's only Bishois when the disparity concerns hours. But when they're speaking about a specific part of the day, Netzacham, he says it happened before, he says it happened after, there's no way to go ahead and accept that Eidus. Pshita, isn't it obvious? Ella, rather, what he's coming to tell us was like this. Echad oimer koidim netzacham. If one aid is referring to before nades. Ve'echad oimer b'saycha netzacham. The other fellow is saying, look, it took place the beginning of netzacham. Hey, do some betel. Even this type of discrepancy invalidates aids. Hanam epshita. This as well is pretty obvious and poshut. Why would I think otherwise? There's no way to reconcile the difference here. Says Mabu Tain, perhaps I would say tarvayu chad milsakamri. They're both saying the same thing. They're referring to the same event. So, although he's speaking about before Nates, and he's speaking about during Nates, but the comment B'seicha Nates, what did he mean when he said B'seicha Nates? B'seicha Nates Acham. B'geluya Avakoi, perhaps he was witnessing some type of glow, some type of flare. V'zaruri ba'amu hudachaza. And he merely saw some type of glow which he mistook for sunrise. So we can go ahead and reconcile with the first date. In reality, the event took place before Nates. He thought it was already during Nates. Kamash Malam. Rav Sim Rashi tells us, no, we're not going to go ahead and do that. We're not going to go ahead and attribute the version of events to confusion. He saw some lights, some flares. No. He's speaking about before Nates. He's speaking about after Nates. The gap is too wide to bridge. And the Eidus now has been discredited. Okay, time for a brief chazor of today's daf. The Gemara began with Rava's presentation. We had a question of Edom, who presented conflicting versions of the same event. So Rava tells us, we have to take into account the entire gamut of possibilities. So for instance, the first Edom who spoke about the event occurring at the second hour, he was referring to perhaps the beginning of the second hour. His friend who spoke about the third hour was referring to the end of the third. So there's a wide gap. We still can accept the Eidus because we can attribute the disparity to miscalculation of the time of day. So according to Rava, we have to go and widen the gap as much as possible and still be able to attribute that gap to a tos, and only then can we accept the Eidus. To Moes the Kasha, well, if people make mistakes when it comes to time of day, how can you go ahead and discredit the Eidim through Hazama? Well, you were with us during that time, on that day, in a different location. Maybe the first Edom's account, the first Edom's reference to a time is a miscalculation. It really took place at a different time. And they can't become discredited. You can't make them zaymimin, because perhaps they were really referring to a different time of day. So that's the Gemara. Indeed, we have to take that into account. And apparently, the mazim and the second pier are going to cover everything, all possibilities. You were with us throughout the entire area, entire time frame, which covers all possibilities of confusion and miscalculations. And in that case, indeed, they pin them down and prove them to be false aid. The Gemara continued with the Mishnah, our Mishnah discussing when you stop eating chametz, and we tried to parallel the machlekes here between Rami Yehuda, the machlekes Rami Yehuda by Sanhedrin, by the Edom, and it seems to be a bit dissimilar. We seem to be more concerned when it comes to chametz. The Gemara says, yes, indeed. Chametz is something that everybody's involved with. And there's more concern about error, and we have to take that into account. And we concluded with a discussion regarding mealtime. And all at the end, the Gemara tells us, well, this concept of reconciling the various versions of Edom is only a reference to time of day. But when one person speaks about the event occurring before Nates, and the other one speaking about after Nates, in that case, it's something that we can't reconcile. In this case, we can't accept the Eidus. The Eidus is bottled.